when your central bank raises rates by more than expected and raises those rates 50 basis points, and when your central bank accompanies that rate hike with hawkish talk, you'd expect the currency to rally. And yet the RBA went ahead and hiked rates by more than expected, hiked rates by 50 basis points earlier today, and accompanied that decision with a hawkish communication. Where's the Australian dollar? Well, it's tracking lower on the day. All of this sends a message that we are at a critical inflection point in the global economy where higher rates just aren't going to have the same pull at a time when rates are expected to rise even more aggressively in the US due to inflation that is yet to be held in check. Higher inflation meets higher rates, which means a less optimistic outlook for global growth in current conditions. All of this points to risk-off flow, with flight to safety becoming the main driver. And so it should be discouraging to see such developments, and we worry that this is symptomatic of what we should expect as more downside pressure in stocks and more upside in the US dollar over the medium term. Interestingly enough, the Bank of Japan is yet to change its tune, not even attempting to slow the pace of yen declines, which has led to a sinking yen to its lowest levels against the buck in 20 years. Looking ahead, we get Canada trade, US trade, and Canada IV PMIs. That's all for now.